Okay, so what surprised me about Al Quinn's use of Twitter was that how methodical it was. Like, she knew what she wanted to achieve, and she followed accounts that she knew would be able to understand Arabic and boost her message, and then followed, like, ambassadors and people in Thailand who she knew were local to where she was and were well-versed in human rights issues and could easily, you know, help her spread her message.
What surprised me is that her message spread and, like, spread so quickly. I didn't expect it to. Within, like, a few hours, a lot of people knew about it and were retweeting it, and she got the help that she needed. So that was, like, that what you were saying, like, she used the method to get her messages to spread, so that was, like, smart of her.
Yeah, one of the articles pointed out the timeline of, like, first she followed this person, then she followed this person, and only followed accounts that she knew, yeah. Which was, I thought was pretty, pretty effective. Twitter gives a voice to people who are vulnerable, because you don't have to pay for a subscription to be part of a social media account, and Twitter is mostly just sharing of opinions, and you just post your thoughts. So if somebody is, you know, having their human rights violated, all they have to do is go online and, you know, put in a few pieces of small information, and then they have access to thousands and thousands, millions of other people who could help them in their situation.
Okay, I feel that the experience of Al Qunun using Twitter really connects to what Kenneth Ross from Human Rights Watch said, as what he said was that if people are aware of a tragedy, anything can be put up on social media in 24 hours, and that relates to what she did, because that's exactly what she did. And it was also hard for the government to, like the Saudi Arabian government, to cover up what they were doing, and word could go out quickly, and her movement was spread really quickly.
Similar to that. Some of the positives that I had for social media was, like, accessibility, and that everyone has the opportunity to speak out. It doesn't really matter what your prerequisites are. Everyone has the opportunity to point out atrocities that they see, and it's harder to hide them. So with, you know, her case, it's harder to hide the fact that she is being sent back to essentially get killed. If no one helped her, she probably would be dead. And I think, using social media to help point that out was, you can't really hide behind that anymore. And,
And I would use, if people believe that social media had no benefits, I would use her example by saying, if she didn't do that, her life, she would probably be dead now. Because if she didn't spread the awareness and tell her story about what she's going through, she would not be alive, as she would just be deported immediately.
Similarly to that, social media, if you even just look at the accounts that she followed, those human rights accounts are doing so much as it is. So I think that, you know, being able to connect to people with such drive to do things that are generally very good for the human race, to have people out there and being able to spread their ideas is a very powerful thing. And for her to easily be able to connect with them, and for all of us to be easily be able to connect with them, is it's really, really powerful.